Good morning, Edward. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tony. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Well, I tell you what, not a lot of folks have been giving Governor Rick Snyder a slap on the back, but you recently did because of the signing of Senate Bill 5. Talk about that.
Well, the main reason is that it's going to eliminate some red tape and allow more efficiency with the catering halls and weddings and other dinner events that are coming up. It allows the catering people to also provide the liquor and the beer and wine for their areas and won't have to hire a separate company to come in and do that. And so they will require a permit. The permit will help generate some funding for the state, although I don't know how much. But the point is that they will still be purchasing the liquor from the state of Michigan. So from that point of view, the state's not going to lose anything. And all in all, everybody should be happy that they can do it and not create any problems or worry about who's going to provide the other part of the dinner.
Well, that seems like a no-brainer.
I think it is. We do, too. We think it's a move that should have been done a long time ago. They tried it a couple years ago, and it didn't pass. But this time it did, and I think from the standpoint of the most of the caterers are small business people, small and medium-sized businesses who know what they're doing, and they're responsible people, and they do a good job arranging various events and dinners and breakfasts and what have you. So we think it's going to be a good thing for the state of Michigan, and it's going to be a good thing for some of our members who fall into that category.
How many members do you have?
In the food industry, we have 3,400 members who employ about 40,000 persons.
And when you look at this law, how soon do you think that that will help these small businesses?
Well, I think that as soon as the bill is passed and take effect, it will help them, especially with the graduation season coming up and June weddings and all of that coming up. The timing couldn't be any better.
Do we know how much those licenses are?
I don't know now. I know that I've got a call into the governor's office to find out, but I don't know the exact fee.
What's your take on business for the folks you represent? How is business?
Business, well, let's put it this way. We're holding our own as a food industry, food and beverage industry, but I got to tell you that over the last 3 years, with the dire economy that we've had and the closing of the auto plants, most all of the restaurants and the convenience stores that are located around these factories went out of business and closed up. And so consequently, all those people are out. But basically, the business is holding its own right now, and hopefully we can keep it moving and increase somewhat in the next few months.
What has the smoking ban done for business?
The smoking ban has been a very interesting situation. It has restricted some of the bars and restaurants who rely on customers coming in who do smoke, and in establishments that people don't mind if they smoke or not. And quite frankly, they're losing money. And I know there's an attempt to file a lawsuit against the state of Michigan to try to provide some relief for these small bars and restaurants who are hurt. Their argument is that if the casinos can do it and have smoking, why can't we have the smaller businesses do it too, or at least have a place where there is smoking, but the rest of the establishment is no smoking.
What's your perspective on that?
Well, it's hard to do. Already the law has been passed. We have to abide by the law. I am a firm believer myself in free enterprise and freedom of choice. It seems to me if people were having a restaurant or a tavern that allows smoking, and they have a place across the street with no smoking, they have a choice and go to one or go to the other. But as it is now, they won't be able to worry about that. They can go to any establishment, and there's no smoking.
What can the state of Michigan do to help food and beverage establishments like restaurants?
Well, the one thing they can do is, as we talked about earlier, is eliminate any red tape, any regulations that hinder their operations, and try to find a way that they might be able to help some of these smaller restaurants and taverns who are hurt by this law, and see if there's a way they can help them out in some fashion or another. We don't know what that would be, but I would suggest the governor appoint some type of a task force of the food industry where we can sit down and talk about it and see if there's something can be done.
I mean, do you want tax help? Do you want financial help? What do you mean by help?
I mean, help is to be able to keep these taverns and restaurants in business rather than having them closed down. Maybe there's something that can be done. Tax credits would be a help. I don't think there would be any funding that comes to them, but perhaps we can move them to a different type of location where they can survive without smoking.
Edward Deeb is president of both the Michigan Food and Beverage Association and the Michigan Business and Professional Association. Edward, I'm going to keep your cell phone number in my book. I know we'll be talking again. Thanks so much.
Hey, listen, thank you, and have a great day. Happy Easter.
Same to you.
Thank you.